Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. Woo-hoo! WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College. And everything else in the Stuff You Should Know universe, open the free iHeart app, search Stuff, and listen.
And we are off and running. It is a maddening Monday edition of Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. What's this thing? Where am I? Where's the beach? Where's my drink? What's going on?
Actually, where is your drink? You finished
it
already?
Yes, that was consumed very, very quickly.
We're back to normal.
And very early this morning in preparation for the big show today. Yes, back from vacation, Jeff and Scott both in studio. And we would welcome you to the program if you should choose to call at 814-954-7266 or... if you wish to stop by the studio with treats in hand, I am open to accepting a little breakfast this morning at 341 Science Park Road, Suite 200. I'll wave at you as you come in and, bring those donuts and bacon and whatever other goodies you have.
Only food.
Over to the studio.
Just food, nothing else.
Well, I mean, beverage would be all
just
right.
Just food, nothing else.
Little money never hurt anybody. I don't know what you're...
look at the tan on this guy. He's got a tan.
Well, I will say, nice. We did a very good job on the sunscreen, though. Well, for yours truly, no burning. My wife got a little burnt on the arms the one day. Not exactly sure what happened there. But overall, we'll get into some of the details later in the program. Lots going on, of course, out there in this wild, wacky world of ours that we can get into this morning, coming off of a very busy weekend. We will take a check of the sports scene coming up here in short order as well in the second segment, as we are wont to do. It was a pretty news-filled weekend on the sports front as well, so we'll get into all of that as the morning unfolds. And again, take your phone calls as well.
Now, you were at the Carolina Beach, right?
Yes, we were at the very southern end, or very close to the very southern end of North Carolina, Holden Beach. And we were about less than an hour from Myrtle Beach. And we actually made a trek there to the Ripley's, believe it or not. Grouping of they have several different activities and buildings there, and then they also have an aquarium that we made our way to and had a good time there. But yes,
and the hottest temperature was
the so-called real feel was 112 the one day. Now I will say the nice thing about the beach is that there is pretty consistently that wind coming in, and that does certainly help. Now, I will say, when you first the house that we stay at is opposite of the beach side, so we have to walk across the street and then another 100 yards to get to the beach.
Gosh.
So it's not like we're right on the beach. But when you first walk out of that house in the morning, it hits you. It's like, oh, this is hot and the air is heavy. But down at the beach where we spent much of the day, or in the air-conditioned house, or the one day in all of the air-conditioned Ripley's, believe it or not, venues, not too bad. But, yeah, if you were just outside walking around, it took you about 2 minutes to work up a good sweat.
Yeah.
I mean, it was oppressive.
Okay. I don't know what the real feel was here. The actual temperature at one point was 97.
Yeah, I believe we got to, I didn't verify this with anybody. One of the one of the folks that I greeted on the beach most mornings with our puppy, Kenai, now almost five-year-old puppy, said that it got to 100 the day before. I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday that the actual temperature got to 100. I didn't verify that. I don't know that for sure.
And so the power went on and off there, the electricity on and off.
We did not have any issues with that. We did hear my wife, I really do. I just tune out when I go out. Well, like my phone was there.
There's my bell.
I checked it, and I apologize to you. I checked it, I think, whatever morning that was. I think it was Tuesday. Like late morning. We got back. I'm like, I should check the phone. I think I didn't check it again. I think I checked it once the entire time we were at the beach. And I checked it again then on Saturday as we're getting ready to leave and putting directions in. Had my computer down there, never did, not once did I open up. Now, my wife was keeping tabs, and she's like, I think apparently the power went out of our house. We got to monitor that. And then she said, oh, it's back on. And then she said, it's back off again. What's going on?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for her, I would have no idea of anything that happened.
Very fun week.
Yeah.
Very fun
week. Yeah, it sounded like it.
Restarting computers, restarting computers. Oh, boy. And then, if you listened to me last week, I went on a rant at one point about the electric grid and how shaky it is. I'll share my weekend story in a little bit here, but in the Penns Valley, Brush Valley area, power went out Saturday night. Another transformer apparently blowing up, and I'm just, it's like, okay, our electric grid right now is shaky at best, and we've had the opportunity to fix it up. We've passed it up. We never do it. Either electric companies or government entities and so on and so forth. And so I'm actually away Saturday night, and poof, I get the little thing on my phone. The power's out at your house. I'm thinking, oh, no. Yeah. I thought, okay, it'll come back on. And it did about 9 hours later. All right. So my wife had a rather uncomfortable sleep along with a lot of other people on Saturday night. I mean, for local electric company official, other officials, come on, folks. Allegedly, it's getting hotter. It's getting hotter. Great. Our electric can't deal with this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, your house and this studio must be on the same line
thing. We have to be, because every time one or the other goes out, so
crazy,
the other.
Crazy. So what's, all right, you mentioned Ripley's. I've not been to that one in Carolina, but I've been to another one, I think.
Yeah.
What some other interesting thing that happened to you last week?
Yeah, so we brought another family for the first time, which was fantastic. Cool. I think they had a good time as
cool.
well.
Right.
And we'd like to have them back if they're willing and add another family that we think would also fit in very well with the group. But it helped. I think that our kiddo enjoyed having a couple of buddies around, and different times, different people were doing different things, which also I think worked out pretty well. As always, we ate ridiculously well. We enjoyed the beach, but we also did some other activities. We went on a pontoon boat ride, a group of us did. And another group went, I guess we all went on the high ropes course. We discovered that, I think it was the first year we were down there during the pandemic. And it's really cool. It's called Swamp Park, and they have, it's an alligator refuge, as well. So they have, I think they had five there this year, but they rehab, it's alligators that can't make it in the wild any longer for one reason or another. I think the one is now missing an eye, just different issues. So they have, we didn't hear it this year. I think we've been there twice when we've heard them bellow, and that is quite the experience.
All right.
But they have a little nature walk that you can go down, and usually we've seen turtles on that, and the one kiddo from the family went down with us loves the turtles, I think, about as much as our kiddo does. So we were really hoping to see them. Now, we did see a sea turtle unexpectedly on the intercoastal water side of Holden Beach. The one side has the intercoastal waterway, the other side the ocean. And so our pontoon boat ride was on the intercoastal waterway side. And we're backing up just at the start, and it's like, there's a sea turtle right there. and we go to the sea turtle talk most years. We took them, the other family with us this year, and they do quite a bit to try to protect the turtles down there. I think they had 16 nests along the entire stretch of the beach. We're kind of on the west side. We only saw two there, but they put up some protective items, and they do a lot to try to protect the sea turtles. So we learned a lot about them, but it was cool to actually see one. Did see the dolphins the one day. We usually see them at least one day. It wasn't until, I think it was Friday. I think it was the last day, the last full day we were there and got to see dolphins. I think it was seven or eight of them just pretty close to the beach that swam by late morning or early afternoon. So, it was just a good, there's a water slide park that our kiddo loves to go to. They have three slides. It is fun, and it's like 90 minutes, which is about the right amount of time. Like, you kind of start getting, it's like, okay,
a little
we've
far.
Got them now.
Yeah.
We're good, and so we, but we enjoy that. And then we did mini golf the one night. They have a great ice cream shop in that mini golf place. All in all, just a
cool,
a very good trip. Very,
very, nice.
Very relaxing, and plenty of adventures to boot.
All right. Now, folks, by the way, we have an open line program. We'll have plenty of open line time later. You can chime in right now if you want. 814-954-7266. If you're a regular listener who's keeping track, yes, my buddy here has now been on two vacations over the last several months. Yours truly has been on
need a
zero.
Couple more. Need a couple more.
You're zero here. My turn's coming up. All right, and he knows it. So
what?
There we go. Although
you're going on vacation?
I did some interesting things just over the weekend. Actually, two things. The first thing, I have not done this in a very long time. No, not that. Right? Get your mind out of the gutter. Okay, not that. Okay. Saturday night, I went to a wedding. I just haven't been to a wedding in a long time. One of my nephews, his one daughter, was getting married. This is in Northern Virginia. So I had to make the drive down there, and this was Saturday. A little warm down there. Luckily, this was a late afternoon wedding. It was outdoors. 91 degrees.
Yowza.
It's like, oh,
wow.
Man, it's just okay.
No,
now, the good news is that a few minutes before the ceremony, the clouds start rolling
wow.
in, and I'm thinking, okay, this is bearable now. Mm. Although this was an interesting wedding only because the happy bride and groom actually got married, like actual married, earlier in the week. I'm still not exactly sure why.
Huh.
They got married earlier in the week, and this event on Saturday evening was sort of more for show for friends and family. All right, so there was a nice small crowd there that was great, and, you know, both families were there and so on. It was outdoors. Yeah, it was a little warm. And then the reception, this was not at a church. This was at an outdoor or a rural, I guess you would call it a manor, in the Leesburg, Virginia area, beautiful area down there. And so this stately old house essentially is now for weddings and special events and so on. Nobody lives there, I guess. It's just for events. And so there was a large outdoor tent with an enclosed walls and air conditioning. Thank you. Okay. And as we're all going into the tent for the reception, the heavens start to open up. So thankfully it was an enclosed large tent.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so we all had a great time. I knew I was going to be driving Saturday night, so I drank responsibly.
Ah.
Okay. Which means I had one. But, hey, the wedding had open bar. You would have loved it. All right. Open bar, and it was well used. Okay, there you go. So that was kind of fun. Went to a wedding. The bride and groom looked terrific. You know, everybody was great. And so that was fun. I haven't been to a wedding in a long time. Just haven't. So Saturday night, I drive back to Gettysburg. Gettysburg is one of my favorite places. And I thought, I'm going to do some sightseeing because here I am.
There you go.
Sunday morning, I did something I have never done before. Shame on me. Now, if you're a regular listener, I've mentioned I'm a history guy. I love history. And so I went to the battlefield in Gettysburg on Saturday or Sunday morning. But the first thing I did, and I've never done this before, I went to Dwight Eisenhower's farm. Now, if you didn't know it, President or General Eisenhower, he and his wife, Mamie, purchased a farm on the edge of the Gettysburg battlefield. They actually purchased it in 1950. So this was between World War II and when Mr. Eisenhower became president. They were looking for a place to settle down. Obviously, Eisenhower was military his entire career. And for those folks who are military, you know what I'm talking about. You kind of bounce around. You're based here, you go there, you get sent here. They never had a home of their own. And so they knew retirement's kind of coming up. And so in 1950, they bought this property on the edge of the Gettysburg battlefield. Then Ike was elected president. Well, that kept him busy for 8 years. But Mrs. Eisenhower was working fixing up the house and the grounds and so on. And then they both retired there when Mr. Eisenhower left the presidency in 1961. And that's where both of them then lived the rest of their lives. Ike passed away in 1969. Mrs. Eisenhower passed away in 1979. And then the Park Service took over the home, and it's now a national historic place. All right? I've never been there. Shame. Shame on me. And so Saturday or Sunday morning, they have hourly tours throughout the day with park rangers. And so that was cool. And we got to tour the entire house, and you can do the same thing. This is all free. All right? There's no charge for this. Anybody can go. Next time you go to Gettysburg, make it a point to go see the Eisenhower home. And, okay, Mr. Ironhead, now this is the radio, so people can't see this, but I'm going to show you a picture. Okay.
Look at that.
There's me.
That All is right. you.
Mr. Eisenhower was an avid golfer.
Yes.
And had installed a putting green right behind his house. I am putting on Mr. Eisenhower's green.
And it looks like that putt has a chance to go in, is what it looks like in that particular picture.
Actually missed.
it looks like it has a chance.
But I was using a replica putter.
Oh,
it wasn't
cool.
Mr. Eisenhower's actual putter, but it was a replica putter, which frankly is better than the putter I currently have, so I might want to trade. Sunday morning was a beautiful morning. I asked one of the park rangers, I said, did Mr. Eisenhower, when he was here, prefer to be known as President Eisenhower or General Eisenhower? And he immediately said, oh, General. He wanted to be known as General Eisenhower in his retirement. And we both kind of laughed about politicians at that point. He's like, gee, I think I can understand why he would prefer to be known as General. Eisenhower was a so-called five-star general, which is as high as you go. When he retired, he had to give up his five-star status. Then he was president. When he then retired, he petitioned Congress. He said, I would like to be a five-star general again until I pass. And apparently it was a unanimous vote. Mr. Eisenhower was resumed on his five-star status, and he was a five-star general for the rest of his life. He also was a farmer. I mean, there's 600 acres to this farm. He raised big Angus beef. And so you have a chance to tour the farm where there's still some Angus beef there. This is a working farm. And you heard the story about Eisenhower the farmer, which Most people would have no idea about that. General Eisenhower was a very good painter, which he apparently picked up later in his life. And there's paintings that he did, like, all over the house. And that's marked DDE in the corner for Dwight David Eisenhower. So you know it's his paintings. This was not Mar-a-Lago, okay? It's not Mar-a-Lago. That's Trump. But it was a stately, it's a stately home, very well furnished. It's got all the, like, original appliances from the 1960s and 70s. That's a bit of a kick. But, I mean, they had everything. They, you know, refrigerator, dishwashers, and helpers, and all that sort of stuff. So if you ever go to Gettysburg, or the next time you go to Gettysburg, it's a short drive. You can drive right to the house and park there. It's a free tour. Doesn't cost anything. And the park rangers were all terrific, telling great stories about Ike and Mamie Eisenhower. And they, the guy offered, he's like, would you like to go putt on Mr. Eisenhower's green? I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah. So he gives me this putter and a ball. It's a Titleist ball. And I said, okay, did Mr. Eisenhower like Titleist? And the guy's like, I have no idea. It's a golf ball. All right, there it is. All right. We don't have original golf balls from the 1960s. I'm like, all right, whatever, that's fine. But his house is in the back of the photo. It's not a giant house, although the house does have 9 bathrooms. I'm not sure why. Mamie wanted a lot of bathrooms in the house. I think it has 7 bedrooms and 9 bathrooms. The Eisenhowers had a big family. They had kids. They had grandkids. Of course, they love having them over. You got to have enough bed space for everybody. All right, I understand that. That's pretty cool. So I've never done that before until yesterday, toward General Eisenhower's home. And that was just a blast. That was, for a history guy like me, that was fun. That was cool. All right, we're going to take a break. Again, we have open line time later on. We'll see what this guy has to say about various things.
Mm-hmm.
We have our sports segment next. Am I hallucinating? The Pirates swept?
Oh, not only did they sweep, they dominated.
All right, this is like a heat-induced hallucination or something.
It was just a matter of time till the real Pirates showed up.
Oh, is that right?
I was telling you all along I believed in these guys.
Okay, apparently heat stroke induced last week. All right. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Your chance for calls and a whole lot more coming up after this.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider. Only from 98.7 The Fox.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How much?
I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
That's right. We're back in the saddle again, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for a check of sports here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And we have actually quite a bit of information to bring to you from over the weekend. Penn State football team picking up three verbal commitments. The Nittany Lions picked up a couple on Friday for the class of 2026. Three-star offensive tackle Jack Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, be careful out there, kids. He is a 6'8", 290-pound prospect out of Beach High School in Hendersonville, Tennessee. He committed, as did four-star defensive end Jackson Ford, who is a 6'4", 4-inch, 240-pound edge rusher out of Malvern Prep in Malvern, Pennsylvania. And on Saturday, Penn State picked up a commitment from five-star kicker Adam McCann Gibbs. He is rated as the number 22 kicker by Kohl's Professional Football Kicking Camp. He will be attending IMG Academy for his senior season of high school. After Penn State incoming freshman Jackson Smith became the first ever Nittany Lion selected in the first round of the NHL draft on Thursday when he went 14th overall to the Columbus Blue Jackets, Penn State forward Charlie Serrato was taken in the second round by the Carolina Hurricanes with the 49th overall pick. Serrato had 15 goals and 27 assists for the Nittany Lions last season and could return to Penn State for the upcoming year. Penn State also had three recruits selected. Penn State recruit Kieran Durbin, A member of the Nittany Lions 2026 recruiting class was selected in the third round with the 65th overall pick by the Vancouver Canucks. Another Penn State commit, Shea Bush, was selected in the fourth round with the 128th pick by the Florida Panthers. Bush could join the Nittany Lions either in the upcoming season or could hold off and be part of the 2026 recruiting class for the Nittany Lions. 2026 commit Kyle Dock was selected in the seventh round by none other than the Pittsburgh Penguins. Penguins did have an interesting draft, made some selections that surprised some folks. And it's one of those that you just, either Kyle Dubas was really cagey and this is going to work out beautifully, or he may cost himself his position, depending on how things work out or don't work out over the next probably 5 years till you really get a feel for how this class will turn out for the Pittsburgh Penguins, who are in rebuilding mode. Former Penn State basketball standouts Ace Baldwin Jr. and Zach Hicks will be playing in the NBA Summer League. Both players signing deals last week, Baldwin with the Memphis Grizzlies and Hicks with the Boston Celtics. Meanwhile, the Nittany Lions have signed forward Sasha Siani from the transfer portal. Siani played at the University of Illinois Chicago last season and averaged 9.9 points and 7.6 rebounds per game for UIC. He started his collegiate career at Xavier and still has 2 years of eligibility remaining when he comes to Penn State. Penn State wrestler Aaron Brooks, several reports say, is facing possible suspension, and it could be a lengthy one, although to listen to Aaron and his dad tell it, that seems unlikely. Likely that it'll be suspended, but unlikely that it'll be a lengthy suspension. The four-time NCAA champion and Olympic bronze medalist reportedly, and this has not been confirmed by any official with USA Wrestling, but reportedly failed a drug test. It was a recently banned substance, which is part of the story here. This isn't something that was on the list for very long. And Brooks did post, I believe on Friday, a post on one of his social media accounts that says, I've been dealing with some major medical issues, which is why I haven't competed this year. To the next and upcoming generation, always be mindful of what you put in your body. Ignorance kills, and even something that seems innocent at your local grocery store can cause consequences. I'll be back soon. So the gist of this is Brooks was in the hospital, was according to his dad was recommended that he take this product that is available, and I think he even said he got it at Wegmans, or at least that's been reported, put it in, but it resulted in a drug test. Again, Brooks was not competing this year anyway. His father said that the, you know, lengthier suspensions are if you are intending to break the rules and use a substance to gain a competitive advantage. Pretty hard to make the case that Aaron was taking this to gain a competitive advantage. Again, he is not competing. So we'll see how this all plays out. But it seems fairly apparent that this is just a case. And again, as Aaron himself says, you can't be ignorant of this stuff. You got to be aware of it. But I think here intention matters, and thinking through the actual intent here, I think this should not result in a significant penalty. However you define significant, I guess, could vary as well. All right, Center County Gazette. This is a neat story. Reporting that the Penns Valley shooting team is headed to the national championships this week. Competition begins today down in Arkansas. They took their 16th Pennsylvania State BB Gun Championship in the Pennsylvania Championships meet back in April, on April 5th, finishing first in that event. The team qualified for the national championships, which again will be held in Rogers, Arkansas, starting today and wrapping up on Thursday. The top three teams from every state qualify for the national event, and this year there will be 65 teams representing all 50 states in the nation. The Penns Valley shooting team, again from the Center County's Gazette, consists of Jeremiah Schaefer from Belfont, Owen Heil from Spring Mills, Andrew Royer from Spring Mills, Nate Watson from Belfont, Hunter Lagey from Center Hall, and alternates are Tessa Pringle from Pleasant Gap and Gabby Morgan from Reversburg. Congratulations to all.
That's great.
That is really neat stuff. Penn State baseball has picked up right-handed pitcher Kyle Lazor from the transfer portal. He was at Westchester and has 2 years of eligibility remaining. He went 8-3 in 13 starts with Westchester University last season. He had a 3.17 earned run average. He is a Havertown, Pennsylvania native. Dane Pangeli continues this great string of starting pitching success for the Strikes. For the Spikes.
Oh.
They should change it to strikes for the time being. They are having a lot of strikeout success. He struck out 7 for the Spikes over 5 innings, but the Spikes did drop the final game of that 3-game set against the Trenton Thunder. 8-1 was the final from Trenton. Pangeli was tied with the loss despite allowing just 2 earned runs on 4 hits without walking a single batter. The New Mexico product allowing the Spikes to boast 20 strikeouts over a total of 17 and two-thirds innings between their starting pitchers in that 3-game series against the Thunder in Trenton this weekend. The Pittsburgh Pirates had themselves a weekend. The Buccos crushed the New York Mets, and I do mean crushed the Mets in a 3-game sweep that culminated with a 12-1 victory yesterday. Oh, it was a thing of beauty to watch. O'Neill Cruz belted a couple of home runs. Tommy Pham and Brian Reynolds also went deep. The Bucks roughed up Mets starter Frankie Montas with 5 first inning runs. The Bucks outscored the Mets 30-4 in the 3-game sweep. Get this statistic. Since 1901, the number of teams in Major League Baseball who have scored 30 or more runs and allowed 4 or fewer runs in a 3-game series while recording 25 strikeouts or more,
come on.
The total number of teams since 1901 that have accomplished those three feats, 30 runs or more in a 3-game series, 4 runs or fewer in a 3-game series, at least 25 strikeouts.
Yeah.
1. The 2025 Pittsburgh Pirates against the New York Mets yesterday. Are you kidding me?
Who comes up with these statistics?
124 years of baseball, and we've not seen anything like what we saw this weekend at PNC Park from the beloved Buccos. Inexplicable. That's baseball.
Yes.
But, I mean, and this is a Mets team that, you know, had been in first place in the National League East. This is a Pirates team that hasn't been able to hit its way out of a paper bag, and voila.
Boom.
There we go.
How about
that? Man, it was quite the weekend for the beloved Buccos, who will open up a series against none other than the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's keep it rolling, Buccos. You want to see them take care of business here against the Cardinals. That'll be 6:15 airtime, 6:40 first pitch tonight at PNC Park. You can listen for the action right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. The Philadelphia Phillies picked up a 2-1 win over the Braves yesterday. Ranger Suarez continues to impress. He threw 7 strong innings for the victory. He gave up 1 run on 4 hits and struck out 8 while walking 1. His ERA for the season now is 2.0. That is Paul Skenes-esque.
Ooh.
And, you know, he gets some offense to back him up. Both Philadelphia runs came in the fifth inning on an Otto Kemp double and a Trey Turner sacrifice fly. The Phillies now lead the Mets by a game and a half in the National League East. And different things hit different people differently. I get that. This one hit hard over the weekend for yours truly. There, in our neighborhood, we played pickup games galore. And one of our favorite things over the summer was wiffle ball games. And we would emulate different players. The Pirates and Yankees were very big in our neighborhood. The Yankees were just on all the time, so we had a couple of knucklehead kids in our neighborhood
that
were big Yankees fans. But we all knew the Yankees lineup. But we all knew the Pirates lineup as well, even those that weren't Pirates fans, because, you know, the Pirates were relevant back in those days, what with them winning the World Series in 1979 and all. And one of the players that it didn't matter who, whether you were a Yankees fan, Pirates fan, like, all right, step up, and now I'm Dave Parker, baby, I'm the Cobra. And it was him and John Cangelosi were like the two players that everybody, when you were pitching, I want to be Cangelosi, and you'd try to get the sidearm down. And then Parker was just one of those guys, just with his personality, along with the gun of an arm and terrific bat. He was just one of those players that I completely identify with my childhood. Dave Parker, if you did not hear, passed away over the weekend at the age of 74. He is now a Hall of Famer. He was selected into the Hall of Fame just this year and will be enshrined in Cooperstown next month, which makes the passing all the more tragic that he doesn't get to be there for that ceremony in Cooperstown. Again, an integral part of the Pittsburgh Pirates and Major League Baseball. He played 11 seasons for the Buccos from 73 to 83 and was just, again, one of those guys that he electrified fans. And he was named the MVP in the National League in 1978. He batted .334 that season and had 30 home runs with 117 RBI. He was an all-star and a gold glover on the We Are Family World Champion 79 Buccos, and again was elected just this past December into the National Baseball Hall of Fame along with fellow slugger Dick Allen. He played 19 years in Major League Baseball. Again, spending 11 of those with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And, the Cobra. I mean, even just a great nickname. That one hits hard. Rest in peace, Dave Parker. Thank you for the memories as a kiddo. One of the first. I mean, he and Willie Stargell, John Cangelosi. That team was just filled with stars. But Parker was just one of those guys that you you couldn't help but love as a kid, just watching the joy with which he played the game. So Dave Parker, again, passing away at the age of 74.
If you start singing We Are Family, I'm leaving the room.
I do love the We Are Family team.
I'm leaving the room.
Lifelong
Orioles fan.
Can't remember who they beat in the World Series. I know I enjoyed it at the time. I just
broke my heart. Broke my heart.
What a team.
Now, the two things I remember about Parker was, I mean, he was a slugger. I mean, he was a really good hitter.
I'll bet I know one of the things, and I got to tell you a quick story.
And he had an arm.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a gun. It was like a howitzer from right field. I saw over the weekend when I saw the news, yep. I'm like, oh, man, he's about to go in the Hall of Fame. Like, oh, man. And it was I can't remember the game, but he's in rather deep right field. He gets the ball. He fires it to the plate. And nails the runner. It's like, and it was it one bounce? I'm not even sure if it was one bounce. I mean, it was just, this guy had an arm like just out of control. It's like, holy mackerel. All right, what was your story?
Well, that 79, so Again, he wins the National League MVP in 78. Pirates are on their way to winning the World Series in 1979. So they are hard to believe, kiddos out there listening, but they were the team in Major League Baseball, and their stars were the stars, and Dave Parker was certainly one of them. But that 79 All-Star game was like the standout moment in a standout career to me for Dave Parker. Now, part of this is in those days, the All-Star game was a huge deal.
Yeah.
I know fans still like it. It's fun. Fans tune in. I'm telling you, non-baseball fans back then would tune in because it was a big deal. It was the only time other than the World Series where you saw players from both the National League and the American League on the same field. This is before interleague play. This is before a lot of changes that have occurred in Major League Baseball. So that All-Star game, as a 10-year-old Ironhead, was like bigger than life. And watching your players, your team's players in that game, it had a huge impact. And 10-year-old me watching Dave Parker in right field, and he in that game had two of the greatest throws in All-Star game history. Twice he threw out players at home, and it was he got the MVP award for the All-Star game that year largely based on those two throwouts, and they were both just phenomenal on the money throws from right field. And it was one of those things, I just, as a kid, it's like, how did he do that? What was, and so for the rest of that summer and probably into the next, it's like every time anybody in our wiffle ball games or was playing right field, it's like, all right, here it goes, Dave Parker throwing him out of, and usually we were nowhere close.
No.
But that was the whole fun of it. It was unbelievable. And it felt even bigger. Like when you go back and look at it, it's like, oh man, those are good throws. And I'm telling you, in the moment, it was, because we would have our whole baseball team, our little league team would get together and watch the All-Star game together. It was a big deal. And to watch him do that, it was just so thrilling as a kiddo Pirates fan, and it is just one of those memories that will forever stick with me. It's like, man, that, can you believe what you just saw on, in those days, the biggest stage other than the World Series was the All-Star game. So, yeah, again, rest in peace, and thank you for the memories, Dave Parker.
Except for the stuff with the Orioles.
Oh, the Cobra. Anyway. He struck again.
All right, we'll take a break. If he starts singing We Are Family, I swear I'm going to break the window of the studio.
I think I know what we're coming
All right, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We have open line time. We'll mention our friend Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will join us in about an hour. We'll talk weather. No heat wave, no heat dome. Thank you very much. Please, no more exploding transformers and whatever. All right, we'll take a break. We'll start taking your calls, talk some stuff when we come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
You knew we had to do it. In honor of the Cobra, on a Monday morning, with yours truly back from vacation, we think back, and this weekend was reminiscent. For 3 days, it felt like the 1979 Buccos were back, baby. We'll take those 3 days and hold on to those memories, I suspect, all summer long. Oh, the Pirates.
And,
we remember when they were relevant. And it was a fun weekend to be a Pirates fan, aside from the news of Dave Parker's passing. Again, phone line is open, 814-954-7266. I am genuinely curious if folks are willing to weigh in on the Big Beautiful Bill. I am telling you, you can find articles out there with supporting, I'll use the air quotes here, supporting facts, saying that this is the greatest piece of legislation that could ever pass the House. Has to get through the Senate first. And there are others that say this is the single worst piece of legislation that will ever pass. And again, both sides are, this is why, boom, 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 boom. This is why, boom, 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 boom. And I'm reading other stuff. It's doing this. It's going to have these consequences. This is why I think it is really difficult for those of us that are, quote-unquote, just average citizens. We're out there busting our tail, trying to make ends meet, getting through each day, trying to protect our family and all of that. We don't have time to read through the entire piece of legislation
940
as they
pages.
Did yeah. in the Senate over the weekend.
Yes.
And so what you would like to do is, man, I'd like to rely on somebody that is trustworthy to give me the short version of what this bill contains. Well, again, it depends on who you believe. And at the end of the day, a lot of it is guesswork. Now, it could be educated guesswork. It could be accurate or inaccurate guesswork. But it is guesswork in terms of the impact that this will have. And I am really curious because what I think is in it, I think I generally support. I think there are some things that I'm not altogether thrilled about, but I think that overall I'd prefer this goes through than not. But there are some things in there where if the information that is reported is accurate, I'm not sure why we're doing that. It is all over the place in terms of, and not like directly contradicting, well, this is going to impact Medicaid recipients and like all Medicaid recipients. Well, no, it's only going to affect those that are not productive. You need to be productive to some degree, to whatever degree you can be. If you can't be, it's not going to impact you. Well, that's what I'm reading on the conservative website. The other website, no, everybody, forget about it. It's the end of the world as we know it. They're destroying. They're out to destroy. Now, why would they be out to destroy the everyday American? Like, just on the surface, that makes no sense. Why would the government be out to destroy the citizens that it is there to protect? Now, could that happen? Unintended consequences and whatnot. I guess. I think sometimes that has happened with some other pieces of legislation. Again, unintended consequences are consequences nonetheless and can be significant. But man, oh man, I'm telling you, folks are all over the place here in their assessment. And if you're trying to, I want to do my due diligence and I want to now you read through 20 articles and you get 20 different explanations of what's in the bill.
Yeah.
Well, that's not helpful, kids. I don't know what's actually in this bill.
Well, the problem is it's 940 pages. And yes, Chuck Schumer somehow pulled a maneuver and they had to read the whole thing in the Senate, which took hours and hours.
Yeah.
All right. 940 pages. So right off the bat. All right. Big, beautiful bill. Well, okay. They got the big part right. All right. They got that part right.
It is a bill. They big. Got those two parts.
And it
right.
is a bill.
It is definitively a bill. Now, that we can assure you.
The beauty part is where the arguing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can common sense our way through this. First off, in recent times, for quite a while, when Congress, their job is to fund the government, pay the bills, all that sort of stuff, which, again, $2 trillion annual deficit, maybe they haven't been doing a very good job of that lately. And they keep doing, or they kept doing, what are usually called continuing resolutions, which essentially means, okay, here's a stopgap measure to pay everything for 6 months. And then 6 months later, okay, here's another one. And then 6 months later, okay, here's another one. In other words, it was just like Band-Aid after Band-Aid after Band-Aid. Now, one thing about this bill, this is like a long-term, multi-year plan.
Yes.
Okay? Which, right off the bat, means this is not some simple little something. And Trump and company are like, why do we keep doing these Band-Aids? We need something that's going to be a firm plan for the next X number of years.
Yep.
Okay? And so right there, that makes it gigantic. And that blows up some people's heads.
Yeah.
All right? So there's that. the whole Medicaid thing, that the Medicaid is getting most of the attention on this.
Yeah.
And part of the argument from the folks who like this bill is they claim there are some people using Medicaid. Now, I don't know, what would you call that? Poor people's health insurance. All right, whatever. There are some people on Medicaid that really shouldn't be there, that they're perfectly able to go work, get a job, you know, get health insurance on their own without being on the Medicaid tab. And so they're, you know, waste and fraud and all this. Now, I've shared my opinion, all right? Every single government agency, department, office has waste. They all have waste.
Yeah.
In some cases, probably tremendous amounts of waste. That's our money. Now, rooting out that waste, well, good luck with that, because it's so widespread and so insane, all right? The Doge bunch has been trying to do some things the last few months. They've done some, but not nearly everything. It would take years to root out all the waste in all these different programs. So Medicaid undeniably has waste in there.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of the waste? Well, first, you've got to get started. Now, this bill would get started, okay?
And one of the problems with the trying to get rid of the waste is, again, unintended consequences.
Yes.
Is can you get rid of some non-waste in there as well? That the comparison, just as we were out on our little excursion on the pontoon boat, the captain was explaining to us the shrimp boat process, and I didn't realize some of the elements that they have in place to avoid. And it is pretty effective. They avoid snaring like turtles, so they have a contraption to let turtles escape and dolphins and whatnot. Like they are obviously after the shrimp. They want just the shrimp. They don't want to harm anything else. But occasionally does something else get caught up in there that you, well, yeah, and it's almost inevitable. So to me, this is what they're trying to do with Doge, is like they're bringing this big net and we're going to try to just sweep all of the waste. Well, first of all, getting all of the waste is really, really challenging. That's because some of it is not readily apparent. Now, some of it I think probably is. You know, like you look at it, take a quick look, it's like, well, why do we have three people doing the same job and this isn't that difficult of a job? Yeah, okay, we can probably. But also, you know, this defend the spend element, and, you know, I have some firsthand knowledge of the way this is impacting some local nonprofits and whatnot. And it's like, well, these are agencies that they're not, I can tell you that they're not wasteful. Like, they are really resourceful, actually, and getting more out of the dollars that they're given than probably most agencies, the overwhelming majority of agencies, are. So, again, if you just sit around and, well, we're going to take our you know, thorough time and just go down line by line, well, the problem is, that's going to be like a decade process. And a president, any president at the most, has 8 years with their administration. You just don't have enough time to go through this and get it done. And the problem is you don't have any assurance. In fact, you almost have a guarantee that there's not going to be a continuation of some of these programs, especially with the divisive nature between the two parties right now. We saw it when Biden came in. He's like, whatever it is Trump did, we're overturning. It's like, well, some of that stuff, like, why would you do that? And Trump's coming in and anything Biden did, we're overturning. And it's like, well, some of that stuff, I don't think as much, but, you know, probably some stuff there that was worth keeping. And again, trying to get rid of the waste. This is a Herculean task with the bureaucracy the way it is. And Like, you want to be able to say, yes, we got to get rid of the waste, and this isn't it. But that is part of the problem, is everybody has their own thoughts and opinions on, well, no, that isn't actually wasteful. We need that, depending on, again, your perspective. I do think we need to just, as a society, take a step back and really try to figure out ways where we can advance positive programs forward without government funding or with limited government funding. Programs that we would all agree, nope, but as a society we want them. I think we need to really try to figure out other ways, whether it's, you know, direct donations, whether it's, hey, we get a couple of big money corporations involved and they back this this program or that program. And we have some of this already. I mean, there are athletes out there that have their own foundations and programs and they're running it. Without getting into the whole Jerry Sandusky matter, but I mean, the Second Mile ran entirely without any government interference, and it helped thousands, tens of thousands of kids in a very positive way. There are ways. I think we just need to really start looking at that. But part of that, to me, is all right. Let's. Maybe not have the taxes with some of these corporations go to the degree that they are going now to the government, because the government is going to waste some of it. It's just inevitable. So instead, take a percentage, and again, the devil is always in the details, and I don't have the exact numbers that I want here, but it's like, let's take 5% of the whatever you're taxing these corporations, and don't tax them, but say you've got to designate that 5% to programs that will help society in general, whether it's nonprofits, whether you're going to start up a program, whether you're going to provide some assistance for folks that need help getting to and from medical appointments, whatever it may be. There's a gazillion things that you could do with it that would have a positive effect. But you're going to need oversight, as always, because are there going to be corporations out there that, we set up the George Costanza World Fund, and that goes to me! Well, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to have some unscrupulous people that will try to do that. But we have unscrupulous people in government. That's what I'm telling you right now, that are doing that. They're siphoning off this money and they're putting it in for personal gain. So I'm not saying, again, government, you need oversight. You need to do what you can to protect it. There's a reason we have the three branches, and they're supposed to be equal branches and kind of keeping tabs on each other. And yes, I realize that I'm not one of those, we just got to get the government out of everything, but I really want it limited. I really do. And I think there are some things we can do to make the money more available and better used for society at large than what it is right now with this exchange between companies and individuals and government, and then it coming back to the nonprofits or other organizations. That's just not anywhere near as an efficient of a process as it, in my mind, should be.
All right, I got some thoughts, but we got to take a break. We're off schedule.
Sorry
here.
About that.
Also, if you have some thoughts, we'll open up the phones and you can chime in. Again, this is supposed to be a big week. You know, the powers that be want Trump to sign, and Trump is at the top, wants to sign this into law by Friday. Friday's July 4th.
Yeah.
They want to do it by Friday. That might be a push.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Be.
But let's hold that thought because we got to take this break here. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
98.7 The Fox. Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from PAMP.
What's the name of Yoon's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Lezzer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezzerLumber.com. Lezzer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you feed the beast. And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox Knowledge.
Let's talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff Byers, Scott Giese, and hey, it could be you at 814-954-7266. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, will be joining us at 9:40 this morning. We'll talk all things weather, and there's quite a bit going on there as well. We have the big, beautiful bill, and then fortunately, the Pennsylvania budget, state budget, that's going to come in right on time because, it's a state law and all, right? I think everybody got everything resolved there.
Oh, you get the tacky buzzer.
Good Lord.
Now, real quick, hold on.
Yeah.
Next week. One day next week, our friend Stephen Caruso from Spotlight PA is going to join us. We've had him on a couple of times. He covers state government down in Harrisburg. I contacted him last week to say, hey, we'd like to have you on the show again. He's like, that's great. I said, they're going to get this done on time? And I think there was laughter involved there on his end. So
yep.
We have him one day next week, and we'll see if it's passed by then.
It's the law and all. You know, they have to pass it on time. State law says so.
Yeah, we're going to ring the bell on that one. So anyway. All right, big, beautiful bill. I don't know if we'll get calls on this because, again, this thing is so gigantic. I mean, it's big. They got the big part right, and it's a bill. That's the beautiful part that, you know, where the arguments ensue. 814-954-7266. Again, this thing is a long-term plan, not this stopgap stuff, which is what Congress has been doing for how many years? A lot. All right, boop, 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 boop. I echo some of the things you said there in the last segment, all right? Are there other ways to fund some of these things? Now, the Medicaid thing is getting a lot of attention. What happens with Medicaid is federal government gets money, hands it to states, and says, okay, hand it out to people for Medicaid.
Yep.
Now, part of the deal is this bill would say, oh, hey, states, you should fork up a little something to be part of this. Now, the states, of course, are like, no, 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 just keep handing us money. Why? Yeah, remember, folks, let's simplify here. $2 trillion of debt every single year cannot continue. It cannot. It's amazing it's been allowed to go this far. And we're all going to pay the price. Although I've said before, when this thing blows up, I'll probably be dead by that point. But my kids and my grandkids won't be, and it's going to blow up in their faces, and I don't want that to happen. So right there, you can get an idea how I'm feeling. Scott here. Hi, how you doing? All right, this has got to stop. Now, one element of this, there's these predictions. Nonpartisan prediction says this. This group over here says this. All right, it's going to add to the debt and add to, in the short term, yes, it probably will. One of the unknowns of this thing is, okay, what about this thing and various things start to happen and more revenue starts coming into the federal government? Nobody can truly predict that. Nobody can predict that. That's part of the argument here with this bill.
Yeah.
You do these various things and more revenue is going to come in than before. Okay. Nobody has any idea, and nobody could until you actually sort of do it. And then it's like, okay, let's see what happens. All right, we've had all this arguing about tariffs. Oh, high tariffs. Trump is insane. Rah, 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 all that stuff. Okay, he might be slightly insane. All right, we'll go for that. But for the month, I don't have a number, but for the month of May, apparently it was a record month for tariff collections. Now, in the long run, it's going to make a dent. All right, in the debt and stuff. I mean, it's not the answer. All right, but there was a lot of extra tariff money that came into the coffers for the month of May.
It could be part of the answer,
maybe. But I mean, not the answer. All right,
no,
this is multiple stuff.
Yeah, okay? Even Doge isn't the answer. It this is
true.
This is a multi-layered, multi-tiered problem, and. One of the problems here is that Donald Trump, and let me just state up front and be very clear as somebody that voted for Trump, I'm not advocating for anything more than the 4 years of Donald Trump. I am okay with our processes, procedures, and rules in place for the president, and I would take it a step further and have term limits for senators and congressmen as well. But one of the problems with that, or real challenges, is, again, he has 4 years, and really, he has 2 years to get this stuff really done. Well, it's not enough time.
He has a year and a half.
What he is trying to do is get as much done, and in my view, stuff that needs done. Now, again, are there going to be mistakes made, and are some of them going to be pretty impactful and bad mistakes? Yes, because, again, there is this rush to get this done because you don't know that you're going to be able to get this stuff through. I mean, you don't know with certainty they're going to be able to get this stuff through. I think eventually, I don't know if they'll get it by July 4th. I do think they're going to get this bill, a form of it, through, and it will become law. And I think, again, I think that most of it I'm generally supportive of, and I think some of it is absolutely necessary for us to be able to have any kind of a bright future as a country. But you have all of these different elements. I mean, we're just talking about the big, beautiful bill part of this. Meanwhile, you have simultaneously, as all presidents do, this is not unique to Donald Trump, I understand that. But he's trying to get some new peace accords together, more countries involved, promoting peace and agreeing to peace in the Middle East. No easy task that. You have the ongoing Russia situation, all of these other issues. And again, he's trying to tackle all of this and make as big of an impact positively. I think he's trying to have a positive impact on all of this. And he knows, man, we got to get this done now. And I think through his first term, he learned, all right, that the bureaucracy is just going to be against me. So part of this is we've got to do whatever we can as quickly as we can to dismantle the bureaucracy. And I think in order to get the things done that he wants and I think we need to get done, it involves really rooting out some of the bureaucrats who are obstinate in just, no, this is the way things are. I benefit from this individually, and so I don't want to rock the boat at all. I know how this works, and I get to keep taking my take of the goods here. That is the stuff that needs to stop, and I think Trump knows it, and I think he is doing certainly as effective a job as any president has in that regard.
Well, there's NATO. All right, NATO. NATO now has agreed, okay, we're going to spend more of our money for our defense. For decades and decades, the United States has paid the lion's share of NATO's bills. Meanwhile, we're going into debt. And all these countries of NATO, a lot of them didn't have to lift a finger. Yeah. If America wants to come swim, they'll take care of us, they'll pay all the bills. Trump comes in and is like, wait a minute, NATO, you're cheating us. And folks, we can use that word. You're cheating us. And that's not fair. You need to start paying more of your money. All right, Europe, I mean, I love Europe. I've been to Italy. It's great. I'd like to go to some other countries. That'd be great. They've been taking advantage of us for decades, and they know it. They didn't blunder into it. And so this can't continue. And so Trump goes in, ruffles a lot of feathers to the NATO country saying, it's time for you to start paying up.
Yep.
And the new target is 5% of GDP from these different countries should go to defense. If you're worried about the Russians, okay, you need to pay more of your money to help make sure that those guys don't come in here again, Russians, all right, and any other bad guys out there. And at first, it went over like a lead weight, like, oh, I can't believe he's asking us to do this, until you sit back and realize, well, yeah, they've been carrying most of the weight, United States. Maybe we should start to do something. Thankfully, most of the NATO countries recognize that now, like, yeah, we need to do more. And so allegedly, they're going to change their budgets and whatever to do more on that. Spain came in and claimed, well, we can't do 5%. We can only do 2%. Why is that, Spain? What are you spending your money on, Spain? Now, apparently, Spain's being given a waiver. I'm like, why? Nobody else should get. One country gets away. Oh, I want a waiver. I want a waiver. All right, I'm Liechtenstein or something. I want a waiver. No, you don't get a waiver. All right, so we've been cheated there. Part of this, I mean, again, the federal government is so, we've allowed it to become so gigantic that it's hard to wrap your hands around this whole thing. It really is.
Yeah.
I got a thought, but let's take a call here.
All right. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Oh, good. I'm live. This is Chuck O calling in.
Howdy.
Hey, Scott, I heard you talking about going down to Dwight D. Eisenhower Farm.
Yes, yesterday.
And I was doing some ride share, so today is the first day of orientation for the newbie freshman at Penn State.
Okay.
And the lady that I took to Eisenhower Auditorium, I asked her if she knew who Eisenhower was, and she said the president, and I told her it was the president's brother, and then I proceeded to tell her everything that you said about Eisenhower, and I think that one of the great things about Eisenhower that I learned in history was I got to back when I lived up in Maine and New Hampshire, I got to take my dog and drive around the country, and I saw like 25 national parks on the other side of the Mississippi.
Cool.
And I would stop at all the signs, and you know, you have to use the interstate highways, and he was responsible for the interstate highways, which you'll see all across America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I thought that was pretty cool. I got to tell your spiel on including the golf course. Yeah, he was known as a great golfer.
He loved golf, yes.
Historically, I know that on July 3rd of 1775, that would be this Thursday, is July 3rd.
Thursday, July 3rd, yeah.
It's the day that Washington commanded the Continental Army at Boston to continue the siege. So he was... about a year and a half before he, or a year and a half or so before he crossed the Delaware. And which way did he cross the Delaware?
Which way?
Yeah, he can only cross it one way. Did he cross from New Jersey to Pennsylvania or Pennsylvania to New Jersey?
Pennsylvania to New Jersey. He was headed for Trenton. Trenton's in New Jersey.
Okay. What was the speech that he made to his men before he crossed the Delaware?
Oh, boy.
Jeff?
That, off the top of my head, I can't recall. Go ahead.
Get in the boat.
That was the speech. I don't know if that'll go down in history. Get in the boat. Actually, there were more like barges than boats on that very icy night. So it's like, get on the barge. I'm not sure that's a speech. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's a short speech.
Very short.
And that's all I've got.
All right. We thank you for the call.
All right, thanks for your call. I mean, I was in Gettysburg, Abe Lincoln, Gettysburg Address. I don't think George Washington had a speech before they got on those boats. Just a hunch. I don't think so, but anyway. 814-954-7266. We've got to take another break right here.
Yep.
I mean, part of this big, beautiful bill stuff is media, and I got something right here in my hand that drives me insane.
Yeah.
All right? It's one reason that we're all confused by this, mm-hmm. But let's take a break. Again, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com in about 15 minutes. We'll be back with more of the show after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388. Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com? Info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Lezer Lumber Great Outdoor Sale, now through July 5th. Special pricing on TimberTech and Trex decking. See all our railing options, plus solar and LED lighting by RDI. The best in siding and roofing materials, as well as your summer fix-up. Fixing storm damage and new build projects. Ask about our new Best Plus plastic lumber. It's a long-lasting, affordable solution. Financing available. See all the outdoor living options at LezerLumber.com. Lezer Lumber, decks built to be legendary.
Stay big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Hey, Monday morning in play here. Jeff and Scott with you. We did have a call pour in during the break, and they have left
or
us.
Not.
You can give us a ring back at 814-954-7266. One final segment here for calls. About 10 minutes, we will be joined by Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, and we'll talk all things weather, climate, and who have, you never know what other
whatever
topics.
Joe wants to talk
yes,
about.
Yes, we may delve into with Mr. Bastardi, but we will certainly talk some weather with Joe here in the final segment of this morning's program.
Now, we got a busy week of guests this week. I'm going to mention tomorrow I'm going to geek out. All right, so to my buddy the Ironhead here, I'm going to geek out tomorrow.
All right.
This, I mentioned Gettysburg. I was there yesterday. Loved that place. This is a big week for them because it's the anniversary of the battle, so there's a lot of things going on down there. Penn State has a Civil War center. which a lot of folks may not even realize that they have this. And so we're going to have a guest from Penn State Civil War Center tomorrow. Wednesday, we're going to have a Penn State guest talking about water issues. And I tell you what, you want to listen to this one on Wednesday, maybe especially if you're in an outlying area with your own like private well or water source. There are some issues involving water. When I saw this, I thought, whoa, seriously? Could this be in my well? Because that's where I live. I'm in a rural area. And maybe some other water issues. And then Thursday, we have an education guest from the Hechinger Report. So many things going on in the world of education right now. So we got some really good guests coming up here this week. So we're going to be really busy. Yeah, this whole big, beautiful bill and all this stuff, part of this is media. There are so many media outlets out there now, it's crazy. I mean, you go online, it's like boop, 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 boop. They come popping up out of nowhere. And essentially none of them are balanced. They really aren't. None of them, okay? And there are the big boys, NBC, ABC, Fox News, CNN, whatever. But then there's lots of these other ones now that are pretty much, they're all online. They don't print anything or none of that stuff. They're all online. And so I came across this one. This is from some outfit called Futurism. And as soon as I read their stuff, I'm thinking, okay, I know their angle, which is left. All right, I know their angle. And so here's this story. This actually has a little age on it. The headline of the story, the Trump administration is gutting the Space Force, RIP. There's the headline.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump administration is gutting the Space Force, RIP. Now, for those of you out there that hunt, all right, you're actual hunters. I'm thinking, you know, deer and so on. You hopefully you know what gutting is, like real gutting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, so I'm going to read just the first line of this story. Just the first line. The first line says, the Trump administration has slashed the U.S. Space Force's workforce by almost 14%, a dramatic cut that could have an enormous impact on the smallest and youngest branch of the U.S. Armed Forces. Okay. Folks, let's common sense our way through this. Okay. Gutting. Y'all know what gutting is. Gutting. Okay. 14% cut in the workforce. Now, this is one man's opinion, all right? Federal government is too big. It has too many people. It needs to be slowly cut down to size. We can no longer afford all of this. 14% cut, a dramatic cut. Folks, here's a quick example that I thought about the other day. Let's say you own a small business, all right? You got a small business. Let's say your business has 7 employees. That's it, 7. And tough times right now, all right? Now, sales are down or whatever, and it's not adding up. Caller, hold on. We'll get to you in just a moment. All right, hold on, caller. You have 7 people in your business. Times are tough. All right, you need to do something because things are not adding up. So you let go of 1 person. Now you have 6 employees, and the 6 employees need to run the business. But now things are starting to balance out, and hopefully you rebound it and do really well. So you go from 7 employees to 6. Is that a crazy idea to go from 7 to 6? No, of course not. All right, somebody might grumble, yeah, I got to pick up whatever the other guy did. Okay, but we need to do it to make sure things add up. 7 to 6 is not crazy. That's a 14% cut. A dramatic cut. It's not dramatic. This is crap. Okay? Federal government's too big. Needs to be cut down to size because we can't afford it anymore. And now you got folks like these people. Oh, and it's got a whole story full of bad quotes. Oh. No, folks, think. 14% is not a dramatic cut. Companies do this all the time. And they survive and do okay. Let's take our call.
Well, and especially if some of those 6 people now get some overtime that they won't be taxed on. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
It's Bastardi.
Hey.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, you're a little early.
All right.
Hang on, Mr. Bastardi.
Hold on,
Joe. We are
going
to head right into a commercial break here, and we will be back with you on the other side.
Actually, that is in this bill. No tax on overtime.
Yes.
No tax on tips.
Yeah.
Which people in restaurants, I think, have been complaining about, like, forever. And so we'll see how this thing proceeds. Are they going to sign it by Friday? Highly doubtful, although I've been surprised before.
I don't know. Today, yeah, we'll see what happens.
The Senate and the House are going to have to work overtime this week if they want to get it done by Friday. We'll see if it happens.
Maybe they will work overtime now that they won't be taxed if they get this through.
Is that not the way that works, is it? All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and talk weather. Yes, not as hot as last week. Thank you very much. Let's talk here on 98.7 The Fox. We'll come right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the spring sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and grandstand, multi-force, stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Well, hey, we're back, and it is. That was a little shorter than I was expecting.
Surprise.
We were in engaged in lively off-air conversation. We welcome on-air Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. And, well, Joe, it was hot last week while I was out, both here and at the beach. We were down in North Carolina, and I think the one day the real field temperature was up to 112 down there. At least that's what they were telling us, and it was definitely warm. Well, first of all, good morning, Mr. Bastardi. It's nice to have you back on the airwaves.
Well, yeah, it's nice to be back. You know, you were gone, and Scott had no need for me, so he wouldn't put me
back. Oh, no. I dropped the ball.
That's what happened.
I dropped the ball. So
Nope.
Shared blame. All right, there we go.
Nope. Hey, before I get going, I have discovered, well, I should have known this before, because one of them is my next-door neighbor. Nittany Meadow Farm is one of the best kept. I don't know if it's that big a secret. I went down there and visited Mike and Tara the other day because my in-laws are coming in and we're renting one of the Airbnbs. But I got to tell you folks something. That is the coolest place. They let me in to see all the goats. They have these goats, and they do goat yoga back here. And, you know, and the goats are hysterical. Goat yoga, yeah, it's wild.
All right.
The goats come out. You're doing yoga. They're cute, and they're very smart, too. They're very smart. And the other places, you know, I used to mention this every once in a while. My cousin is the chief operating officer Ocean State Job Locks. I went into Ocean State Job Locks the other day, and you can't even see it off College Avenue. It's North College Avenue when you go out toward the mall. I could not I went into this place. I called my cousin up. I said, where the heck do you get all this stuff? You know, I felt like the Joker in Batman go, where do you get all these wonderful toys? So I just thought I'd put in a plug for it because I was just, you know, I said, and my cousin John lives in a beautiful house right on Narragansett Bay. You know, our little neighborhood there of all the cousins, we wound up doing pretty good. In fact, I'd probably did the less good, least of all of them. But I said, you know, I told Johnny, I said, you didn't do bad for yourself over here. So, you know, Ocean State is Rhode Island. I don't know what it's doing expanding back into Pennsylvania, but it's a pretty cool place if you ever get a chance to go over there, folks.
You know, but, if we can have Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania, we can have Ocean Lots. Right? What the heck?
Yeah, that's true.
Come on.
That is true. Well, if you got any questions for me this morning instead of me just coming out and ranting and raving about whatever goes through my mind.
Well, let's see. Are we going to have another heat dome this year or this summer, Joe?
I don't think to the extent that we saw. There'll be times when the heat tries to surge eastward, but we've probably had our hottest temperature of summer. By the way, here at Boesberg Intergalactic Airport, that's what I call my place.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's my observation site. The temperature did reach 94 degrees, okay, which it also reached on April 19th, 1976. So basically the June heat wave was as strong as the April, the Easter weekend heat wave of 1976. So I always try to put things in perspective.
All right, let's start with the nearest to furthest out that this week. How nasty could this afternoon or I guess this evening get locally?
Well, the limits, you know, if you get hit by one of these stronger thunderstorms, I mean, you see how they are. All right. So, yeah, most places get a half inch, three quarters inch of rain. And there's a chance we get a severe weather watch and some spots get a severe thunderstorm. Now, a severe thunderstorm has like wind gusts of 60 and hail and all that stuff. And a lot of times you don't get caught in the core of that. But the National Weather Service is calling it a marginal risk today, and I guess it's a slight risk tomorrow, mainly to the east of us. But we got a couple of days. We're going to have to put up with thunderstorms. And, you know, the big news is, you know, the nights are so warm is why we're averaging so far above normal because, you know, we only had 4 or 5 days where it was really hot. But these the nights are staying up, you know, in the 60s and near 70. By the way, when is the Arts Festival this year?
Next week.
This weekend, but the following.
You know what I used to call the Arts Festival until someone made the mistake of allowing my band to open up at it in 1988, and then I became friends with the Arts Festival. An overpriced boardwalk with no ocean. That's what I...
Ouch.
I'm only like up, Francis. I'm only kidding. You know, I mean, it's great because all the great bands that you know show up and play at the Arts Festival. I've always enjoyed that. And then the one year they 1988 during the 1988 heat wave. Do you know July of 88? It hit 90 degrees 18 days in a row, peaking at 102 degrees.
Ooh.
So I mean, that was a heat wave, but.
Yeah.
In any case, we're already looking at Arts Festival weather. All right. At least I'm starting to look at it now. Actually, it doesn't look too bad. Looks like it might be comfortable. We may have to deal with some showers and thunderstorms next Wednesday, and then a cooler air mass tries to come in. But we'll talk about that next month, because we have 4th of July coming up.
Yes, we right? do.
I do know about the 4th of July. And right now, to me, the 4th of July looks like it's going to be pretty decent. All right, it doesn't look like there's going to be any rain around. Temperature's probably in the low to mid-80s. And looks like an ideal 4th of July for the annual Pistardi Blow Up the Backyard Bash.
Which, oh, boy.
Last year, I almost said, that's it. Because what happened was Garrett wasn't up here last year, and the people supervising the placement of the rockets, they did not solidly anchor them. So it basically looked like something out of a 1960 war picture of World War II in my backyard.
Oh,
going, oh yeah, I mean I couldn't even believe it. So I said, that's it. Unless Garrett comes in and supervises. But Garrett comes in here. He's coming up. And that's my son, in case people don't know. But what happens is he has a whole stand back there, and everything is like, you know, I trust him, put it that way. But, and of course, the rival is Fourth Fest, all right, which, you know, I mean, if they want to put 100,000 people over there, we'll stay in my backyard and blow it up.
It is a well-renowned rivalry, too. Everybody talks about it every year. Who's going to win this year? It'll be the Fourth Fest or the Bastardi's Backyard?
Blowout, yeah. Okay.
By the way, big anniversary. 12 years ago, back on a few days ago, June 27th, the anniversary of the Bowlesburg tornado. Went right, came right over Tussie, down through, we know Galen Drivelbus is, went right to his farm that off 322, and about a quarter mile to the east of where I live. And that was a very impressive tornado, and it moved from south-southeast to north-northwest. In other words, it came over the mountain from the other side of the mountain. A lot of times, we'll get funnel clouds or, you know, warned for a tornado, and they never reach the ground around here a lot of times, because when they're coming from the west, a lot of times the vertical velocity patterns in the valley tries to diminish the effect of the funnel. But this one came over, once it came down over the mountain, it was just greeted by the right conditions to spin it right up. So I went back and I looked at June of 2013. Man, we got blasted here the same way we've been blasted this year, with a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity, above normal rainfall, the way you've seen.
What are we looking for the rest of the month, like both temperature-wise and rainfall?
Well, again, same thing. It's going to be a bit warmer than normal. But it's probably going to be wetter than normal, and that's what our forecast was for the summer. A lot of the I don't see, you know, there was a big difference in 88. That heat wave got set up by just nothing but dry air all over the place, right? It was just very dry. There was no water in the ground across the central part of the country, so it started feeding back on. This kind of warmth that we have is basically set up because of high nighttime low temperatures due to a lot of water vapor in the air. So what happens is the mornings are all starting warmer in the eastern part of the United States, and the temperature rise is not as great as you might have it in some other days, but it's starting from a higher point. And that's because there's a lot of moisture in the air. In addition, a lot of moisture in the air means that you reach what we call convective temperature easier, where when it starts to warm up because of the moisture evaporating out of the ground, rising up, you get cumulus clouds develop, you get thunderstorms developing, and so it tries to put a cap on the high temperature. So I think we're going to see that much of the rest of the summer. There's no question about the summer being above normal. I mean, for the United States right now, in the last since 1981, this is the third warmest June on record for the United States. But But it's mostly because the nighttime lows have been so extreme. It's not like we've had day after day after day. Keep in mind, the week before the heat wave came in, well, yeah, I was on the air 2 weeks, 2 weeks before talking, it's going to really get hot, it's going to really get hot. We went through that weekend where it was in the upper 50s to low 60s. Remember, you know, how cool it was.
Yeah.
And even you saw what happened. That easterly wind came back in off the Atlantic on Sunday and kept our temperatures in the upper 60s here. So you see that kind of intrusion going on from time to time. But I think the good news right now is that for 4th of July, and it looks like the Arts Fest overall, the weather looks pretty good. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on that.
Well, on Friday, Joe, what was the official high on Friday? 70?
Was it Friday or
Friday? No, it was Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday. It was, you know, we were 94 on Wednesday. And listen, I grew up with that stuff at the Jersey Shore. I mean, we had a situation in 1975, on Twitter and, you know, for Weather Bell subscribers, I was talking about, there was a great heat wave in early August 75. It hit 107 degrees in New Bedford, Massachusetts. Right? At 107 degrees, the next day it was 62 at the same time, because the what we call the backdoor front comes in and out of the northeast, and that water, you know, the Gulf of Maine and even off New Jersey, while the beach temperatures, thank God, are real warm, because what you don't want is what we had in 88. In 88 and 66, we had these massive heat waves. And it would go to 100 degrees on the beach, but the water temperature was 56. And what happened was you were having west winds all the time. So a west wind blows the hot air into the beach areas, but the ocean, it causes upwelling and it got real cold. But for beachgoers, the water right on the coast has been warm, but you get offshore a little bit. Let's say you go 60 miles east of Atlantic City, water temperatures are running quite a bit below normal out there. So if you get what we call the backdoor front, where the wind comes in out of the northeast, the front literally moves southwestward. Listen, folks, you could do this all the time. Just open your refrigerator door, all right, and you'll the cold air comes down and out of the refrigerator. Hits your feet before it hits your head, you know. So that's the same kind of thing that you'll get when it heats up, especially in May or June over the northeast part of the United States. You almost invite the cool air to come back in for a couple of days, and that's what you saw.
Yeah, Friday. It was. I had to grab a jacket at one point Friday.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
mean,
it was one day. It was just one day. But it was it was kind of wild on Friday. It was cool here.
Well, for New York City, for instance, it was 3 days. The closer, you know, it's funny because their paper's written on the average stay of a backdoor front in May is 4 days, June is 3 days, July 2, and August is usually in and out, because that's when the water is warmed up sufficiently that the backdoor front can't do its dirty work quite as much as it does at this time of the year.
Well, regardless of what that there weather does, Mr. Bastardi, what, pray tell, should we do with the weather?
Well, as long as you're here, Jeff, and I'm allowed to be on, we can enjoy the weather. It's the only weather we got.
There we have it. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com. I care enough to have him on the program.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday at 9:40. It's all about how much I care.
Yeah.
And I care enough that we'll be back tomorrow with another edition. Have a great Monday.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.